All right, I'm on the phone here with former Capital Region resident and author, future Pulitzer Prize winner, Anthony Comiso. How are you?
Hey, Rich, how you doing? Thanks for having me
on. Oh, this is great. Well, you know, I did a blog a while ago about your book, and now some exciting new developments have happened with your book, Silent Partner. Could you just give us a little update? What's going on?
Well, since the last time we talked, Richard, I went with a new publisher. We had a few problems with the first publisher, but we got released from that contract, and we've come out with the second edition of the book, which it's got a brand new cover, and it's also got a little bit more in it than the first edition.
Now, that's interesting. So does it actually change the plot of the book?
No, not at all. There were some scenes deleted and some stuff deleted in the first edition that the second publisher felt that we could keep in, and I think it's just going to make the book even better.
That's great.
But the story's still the same.
Now, for people who didn't read the first blog, can you just give us a slight synopsis? What's the book about?
The Silent Partner is about a guy who's trying to find his way in life. He's the youngest son of a New York City real estate mogul, and unlike his two older brothers, he wanted to make his own mark in life and try to do it without using his family name. And tragedy happened that forced him into the family business, and because one day his brothers decided they were going to sell out after so many years of hard work, and he was in a situation where he didn't know where his future was or what his future was, and he goes away to think things out, and a whole tale unravels that he discovers things about his father and his family that he didn't know before, and it changes his world forever.
And what we didn't mention is that you're a former business owner in the Capital Region. In fact, I used to play in a piano bar that was right next door to your business. So my question is, what percentage of this book would be considered autobiographical?
I'd say loosely. It's kind of an embellishment of what went on with me, you know.
Okay. How important is your family?
I come from a close-knit family. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you're aware of that, Rich. You know,
sure.
With our history, and my family, most of them were immigrants from Italy, and we learned hard work and honesty and integrity in life, and I kind of bring that into the book in a small way.
And also, you have a relative who's actually your talent agent? Is that true?
He's the owner of Slupiter Productions. He's from Windermere, Florida. And that's my publisher in association with Silver Street Media.
Huh, interesting. Nice. It's a big family affair here. Now,
he's really helped me out a lot. I mean, he's brought up a lot of enthusiasm into this project that I didn't have, and he's really taken the reins and brought things a long way. We had a great review, and I'm going to be down in New York City in June at the Javits Center signing books.
That's great, but what happens to Albany, New York? Now that you're big, you don't come back to Albany and do a signing? What's going on?
I'm coming up from Florida in June to do a TV interview with Channel 13.
Great.
And I'm going to be doing, like I say, the New York City thing. So we're taking one thing at a time right now.
That's great. And being that this is the digital age and you've got everybody with their e-readers, is this going to be available on, like, the Nook or anything like that, or Amazon.com? Or?
The old publisher, I didn't have it with the old publisher, but right now I am available on Kindle.
Ah, great.
Also, you can purchase the book on Amazon.com, and I also have a website now, acomiso.com, where the book can be purchased.
Well, that's perfect. That's perfect. That's where it's all going, digitally, right? Can you give us a sneak peek? What's going to happen? Do you have another book planned? Are you working on anything else?
Yeah, I am. Rich. I'm working on a sequel to the book, and it's gonna follow the main character, Frank D'Antonio, as he goes through the second stage of this whole drama.
This is really exciting. Any movies planned? I mean, this is getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I mean, there are some people out in California that have shown some interest. Nothing solid yet, and like I said, I can't mention any names or anything. But there are some people out in California that have been showing some interest. And also, like I said, I've had to put a lot of this stuff on the back burner only because of the problems with the first publisher. And just a word to the wise, I'd like to say that any aspiring authors out there like myself, be very cautious of publishing contracts.
Oh boy, I can imagine. I don't know if you want to go any further in that in that little story, huh? It's some kind of.
I really can't. But,
yeah.
like I said, it's a really tough business, and you got to be real careful.
Well, I'm sure in the beginning, not to go any deeper, but I'm sure you were very, very excited to even be approached by a publisher, and anybody in their first attempt at that would probably sign anything without even thinking, right? You just want to get the book out there, and then you realize later, is that basically what happened?
You hit the nail right on the head, Rich. That's sure. Exactly what it is. You know, there's a lot of people out there that, like me who are trying to get the book published, and, you know, there's some of these publishers, they dangle contracts in front of you, and it's hard to resist.
They want your firstborn, right?
Right. You're absolutely right, Rich. Absolutely.
Well, all I can say is I wish you the best of luck. I'm going to put this the cover on my blog so everybody can see what it looks like. So when they're walking in the store and they pass by the window and see it, they'll know the book. And everybody go on Amazon.com, download that thing, and let's get this to the top of the bestseller list.
Well, I appreciate it, Rich. And I just want to say one thing I think I said it before to you, and I live in Florida, but my home is and always will be where my heart is, and it's in Albany, New York.
No, that's great.
And I hope that this my book is a success. It's a success for Albany, too.
Well, that's right. You're going to put Albany on the map. That's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm proud to be from Albany. I couldn't think of a better place to be raised, and my heart is always going to be there. So, yeah, Albany means the world to me.
Well, that's great. And we wish you the best, and we're all behind you here. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Thank you, and thanks for having me, and you're a great friend.
Well, so are you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.